Lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Why? It's that time on a Friday when I guess the best way to put it is we say emojis out loud, be it a facepalm, confused face, or an abundance of those that apply. It's called the Crunch Time Tool Shed, and before the nominees are listed, we bring in the landlord to open said shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
It's like a Jim Carrey sarcastic laugh. Let's start with Oakland Raider coach John Gruden. You know, for openers, people just have to walk around with a calendar when they cover this guy, because I don't know if he's 100% sure what year it is. Remember several years back, 5-6 years ago, I think it was 2013, Tiger manager then, Jim Leland, was trying to make a point about Max Scherzer because somebody pointed out, I guess, an imperfection, and he said, people can find a flaw in Bo Derek. And his players were like, who? Well, Gruden was making his hard knock speech about hating and crushing dreams, and in the middle of the rant said, "We're not going to the Blue Bonnet Bowl." Well, I can't argue with that, especially because the last time they played it was New Year's Eve in 1987.
I know you're bashing it, but watching it on Hard Knocks with the rest of that speech around
it. I saw it.
And then you go into the Hard Knocks open. I had chills. I had chills.
I was sad. I was sad. So, not sure the guy's got that reference either. Don't get me wrong. Gruden cracks me up with this Newt Rockne, Vince Lombardi, volume irons out all wrinkles mentality that is way more likely to make eyes roll than inspire. John, 2019. John, 2019. Next up, officials at the Pan American Games. I know that was right at the forefront of all your minds.
What? We're just now getting to this?
So the Argentinian national team is participating. They're playing Colombia at the competition in Lima, Peru. And now they're out. Why? That's a really good question, and it's not the answer you'd logically think. And there was a lot on the line with a berth in the medal round hanging in the balance. So they show up, they're wearing their blue uniforms, but they got a forfeit because the Colombian team's uniforms were also blue. They were supposed to be wearing white as the away team. They were given, get this, 15 minutes to change into the proper attire or forfeit the game. And I'm thinking, you really couldn't go to the concession stand and buy 12 t-shirts, throw it over the uniforms, and allow a team of young people who A, qualified, and B, traveled 2,000 miles to play the stinking game? And the poor development director for the program, Karina Rogers, was forced to resign over uniforms. I blame Oregon. Kidding. Lastly, former U.S. Olympian Michael Barrison. His equine specialty is upper-level dressage. He's got over 100 career Grand Prix victories on 9 different horses. He's been internationally ranked since 1992. A student of his, Allison Brock, was an Olympian in Rio in 2016. And he's a Jersey guy from Long Branch near Monmouth Park, Springsteen country. Well, now prosecutors have charged him with multiple counts of attempted murder. Police responded to his property near where the U.S. equestrian team trains Wednesday night. Reports of a woman shot multiple times. And stop me if you heard this one, but the victim had warned authorities she was being threatened and bullied by Barrison. 5 days before she was shot, they did nothing. She had also confided in a friend. And of course, this happens. Charming story. Word is she is expected to make a recovery, but there was a 24-hour period where there were no guarantees. All right, Gruden's a knucklehead. Officials at the Pan Am Games obviously need to learn the value of the concession stand, but I think we have Well, I don't want to call him a winner. He's obviously a lowlife and a loser if the allegations are true. So, Michael Barrison, congratulations. You are the latest member of the Crunch Time Tool Shed. All right, and with that, oh, yeah, by the way, let's bring out Chuckles the Clown and close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, and to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
He goes!